Well, my dear listeners, there is one good thing about getting older. I'm hardly afraid of anything anymore. But death, well, cualquiera se espanta. But there are popular Mexican traditions that not only embrace death, they worship it and ask it for favors. We're talking about La Santa Muerte, or Holy Death, the skeleton-like folk saint that originated in Mexico and is the fusion of the Grim Reaper along with indigenous deities of death from Mexico. La Santa Muerte got a lot more popular when she was featured on the TV show Breaking Bad. In one episode, the narco hitmen trying to kill Walter White leave a sketch of Walter on her altar. Now, just to be clear, narcos make up only a small contingent of La Santa Muerte's following. Religious studies professor Andrew Chestnut of Virginia Commonwealth University wrote the first book about La Santa Muerte in the U.S. and Mexico.
Santa Muerte's growth has been nothing short of explosive since 2001. We don't have any hard data, but between the U.S., Mexico, and Central America, we're probably looking at some 10 to 12 million devotees.
Up to now, the worship of La Santa Muerte has grown in the U.S. mostly among Mexican and Central American immigrants. But according to Professor Chestnut, that's changing.
One of the fascinating new trends in the last 2 years is her growth among Euro-Americans and African-Americans as well.
We found a chapel for La Santa Muerte in New Orleans, where all the congregants are white. We joined them for an evening of prayer. Stephen Bragg, the owner of the chapel, explains what drew him to the Mexican death saint.
My name is Stephen Bragg. I work a day job. I'm a senior passport specialist at the New Orleans Passport Agency. And then when I get out of work, I come home and I do my spiritual work.
Santísima Muerte la Blanca, Santísima Muerte la Negra. Gracias, muchas gracias. Thank you, Santísima Muerte, for all the things that you have done for us. We gather here.
I am 38 years old. I was born and raised in Mississippi. I graduated Mississippi State University with a bachelor's degree in philosophy and world religious studies. I was raised generally early on in life Christian. I began attending a Pentecostal church, the Church of God, where I attended from about age 10 to about 16. I guess I could say once I came into puberty, I realized I was not attracted to women. I was attracted to men. And so that's probably the pivotal point in my life where I started turning away from Christianity and looking into other faiths. I've journeyed through the world of Haitian voodoo, Western mystical systems. I have received initiations into a Cuban religion called Palo Mayombe. And coming to La Santísima Muerte, this is a very familiar territory for me. Even though I am white American, I grew up very poor myself in the countryside of Mississippi, and I have this sympathy for those who are also growing up in poor areas. And it really doesn't matter what culture or country you come from. When you grow up poor, you grow up poor. And there's just some things that, you know, you just, you know, and you share with other people who have grown up poor. Santísima Muerte loves people, especially who are sort of out of the norm. She became very popular because she spread very rapidly through what people would call the fringe of society, those who the Catholic Church have turned away. I have an entire room here in my home, this lovely New Orleans shotgun house where all the rooms line up one after the other. And in the room, I have three large altars. And they take up pretty much an entire wall with Nick's altar on one side and then another table with a lamp on the other.
Right, yeah, and also we are free to hit off the tequila as long as there's enough for offerings to Michael and...
So the people who are coming tonight and the people who usually come to the chaplet services are typically of American, white, Caucasian, whatever you want to call that. The majority of the Latinos that visit are the ones that visit the outdoor shrine. And they come, they pray at the altars outside, they leave the candles and their offerings out there. We start the chaplet service by gathering in the room, lighting the candles, lighting the incense, and making sure that all of the waters on the altar are refreshed, making sure that all of the drinks are there, flowers are in place, all of the offerings that we want to give her are there.
In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come.
Then we sit down and we begin our prayers. We begin with One Our Father, three Hail Marys, a Glory Be, a prayer to St. Michael, and then the invocational prayer to Santissima Muerte.
In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, we ask for permission to invoke the Santissima Muerte, Holy and Powerful Mother. At this moment, we beg for your presence.
Then everyone is able to move about the room and go to any of the altars that they wish to go to and, you know, ask for a favor, ask for a miracle, if they have a petition that they've written up.
Amen.
Anyone who wishes to come before the altar, do so.
A folk saint is just a saint that is not officially recognized by the Catholic Church. It can be an ancestor spirit. If that ancestor spirit is fulfilling prayers, then that's a saint. And where a lot of other saints do not answer the prayers of those people, Santissima Muerte has come in and she's fulfilled that job. And the reason for this is because she is what they call milagrosa. She's a miracle worker. I was living in New Orleans when Katrina hit in 2005, and I relocated to the Boston area of Massachusetts. It was there that I met a man named Nick Arnoldi. Nicholas lived in Mexico. He went there for a juvenile rehab program, and he just happened to meet a man called an hechicero, or a sorcerer. And it was from that person that Nick learned about Santa Muerte and how to work with her and how to pray to her and devote himself to her. And apparently she came to him and said that she needed him to teach me everything that he had learned in Mexico. Nicholas was on a lot of different medications for issues he had. He ran out of one of his prescriptions, and from what I'm told, it sent his brain into a very dark place. And one night in August of that year, he took his own life. He passed away in 2012, so I keep an altar for him over here in this corner. And his favorite beer was Blue Moon, so I've got some Blue Moon there. He loved vodka, got a bottle there. And it has his picture, and it's one of my favorite because he was very handsome. And it's just him, you know, in a blue shirt with a tie on and looking very Nick-ish. Have her come into my life through Nick, that does show that she does care greatly about our happiness. And for a very short time, I was as happy as I had ever been in my life. And even though it was followed by tragedy, I still remember that feeling of being extremely happy. And for that, you know, I always thank Santissima Muerte. That was a miracle that she did before I even really knew who she was.
In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Gracias, Santissima Muerte. Gracias, todos santos y espíritus aquí. Thank you very much, everyone who has gathered here for this chaplet. We bid you good night.
La Santa Muerte's following among non-Latinos is very small, but her popularity keeps growing thanks to Facebook and other social networks, and she's especially popular for being good with love requests. To find out more about the worship of La Santa Muerte in the U.S., visit our website, latinousa.org.